thank you so much for leading us in worship this morning. You know that we've been working our way through a couple of things. One, we've been following the children of Israel as they left their slavery in Egypt and are now headed to the Promised Land. And in the process of watching their journey, we're also looking at our own promises to the congregation to uphold it by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. And so 2 weeks ago, we looked at prayers. Last week, we looked at gifts. And today, we're going to shuffle the order a little bit and look at witness. And so the scripture comes from Deuteronomy. As Moses is standing with the children of Israel, getting ready to go into the Promised Land, and he preaches the world's longest sermon. And that's the whole chapter, the whole book of Deuteronomy. But in this particular place, in the sixth chapter, in these first few verses, Moses is telling the people how to live their life as children of God. And it is so important to us to hear these words also, because they ring true for us as well. So hear the word of God through the words of Moses in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the ordinances that the Lord your God charged me to teach you to observe in the land that you are about to cross into and occupy, so that you and your children and your children's children may fear the Lord your God all the days of your life and keep his decrees and his commandments that I am commanding you, so that your days may be long. Hear, therefore, O Israel, and observe them diligently, so that it may go well with you, and so that you may multiply greatly in the land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away and when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. This morning we are so excited to hear some of our own. Two of our own who have families here in this church who have been instructed in the way that Moses has instructed his people. Who have heard the word of God, and so now they come to tell us their faith story. This morning we're going to begin with Becca Chrisman, and so Becca, if you'll make your way up this way, I ask that you give her a warm welcome.
Good morning. Oh, yeah, it's on. Sorry, I'm getting directions from the back, too. Hi, my name is Rebecca Chrisman, and I have been a part of this church for my entire life. I think my baby shower that was given for my mom, for my brother, and I happened at St. John's. So, literally my whole life. If I don't know you yet, it's probably my fault, but I'd like to meet you. Oh, this story goes way, way, way back. It starts way when I was little. I went to Sunday school. I did all of that. I was baptized here. I went through my confirmation here, Sunday school every morning, all of that jazz. And then, you know, we have the falling outs as we do through adolescence. We have our doubts. Sometimes it's more than doubt. Sometimes, well, let's just, in my case, I completely walked away. I didn't want to have anything to do with God or the church, but I came here because my family was faithful, and they said, well, the least you can do is give it a chance and listen. So I did. Sometimes I didn't. Sometimes I had to pretend because it made people happy. And after some really, really rough bouts in my life, where I made some fun decisions that aren't fun at all, I got the opportunity to come back one morning. And I told my mom pretty straight up, I said, Mom, if I get overwhelmed in here, I'm going to go get some coffee. And I'm going to sit out front. And partway through the sermon, Pastor Stephanie was up here. I can't tell you what she was talking about. I have no idea. I walked out, and I got a cup of coffee, and I went to the treehouse, actually. And I walked into Miss Betty's classroom. She was teaching a group of Sunday school kids. And I just asked her, I said, I'm sorry, I know I'm way too old to be in here, but would you mind if I sat in here for a little while? And she looked at me, she's like, here, yeah, more the merrier. Pass out these papers. And I stayed in Miss Betty's classroom every Sunday for about the next year, just helping her pass out papers, helping her with her lessons, and listening, because that's where God put me that morning. And within the next year, I went to a chrysalis flight, which, if you don't know what that is, I encourage you to ask any of our clergy. Or me. You can come talk to me. You're welcome to do that, too. It was a really great experience, and it showed me the grace of God, that nobody had to know me to love me through God's grace. And at that point in my life, that's what I really, really needed. And when I came back to church after that wonderful weekend, I came back with full force and a fire in me. And I am happy to say that I've stayed there for the majority of the time. And I want to say that was about 4 years ago. And I'm happy to be part of St. John's here. I'm happy to do the mission work that we get to do every summer, every event that St. John's Hope hosts, I love to be a part of. As far as my testimony goes, God saved my life then, God saves my life every day, and God helps me remember to put my best foot forward. Thank you.
The sound booth is flipping between all kinds of microphones this morning. So thank you so much, Becca, for your testimony, for your witness and your faith story. We are just so happy to have been able to contribute and help with that. Sam Brace will be the next speaker. Is this okay for you? Are you comfortable with this? Okay.
All right. A couple weeks ago, I was approached by our very own Pastor Stephanie, and she wanted me to, say a few words about my own personal faith journey. Now, my first thought was, who in their right mind is going to want to listen to some greasy teenager talk about his, life for 10 minutes or whatever? But after that initial thought, I have decided to do it. So, you're welcome. All right, before I get into my faith journey, you need to understand a few things about me. You see, I'm what you'd call a grade A introvert, okay? if you give me the option between, going outside, meeting new people, doing new things and just staying in my room and listening to music all day, it's going to be a pretty easy thing for me to answer, So anyway, you see, I've always been raised in the church, There was never really a key moment for me where it was I wasn't a Christian and then I was. I never had that. My faith was always a gradual, increase as I learn more about God and my experience. So if I had to put a beginning, I'd say when I was around 10 years old, it was the first time I went to Lakeview. Now, if you don't know what Lakeview is, it's kind of like a vacation, but you go to church like every single day. So you can think of that however you want. Now, okay, so, you know, I've always gone to, like, Sunday school and stuff, right, before then. I never really went to, like, a big adult service like this before then. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with Sunday school, but it's here, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, that's really great for, like, little kids, but it's like... Anyway, when I went to Lakeview for the first time, it was like the next step up, you know? I started thinking about my faith a little more critically and seriously, you know? So if I had to put a starting point, it would be there. So let's fast forward a couple of years to when I was 14 years old. This is when I went to my very first UM Army. Now, if you don't know what UM Army is, then basically, it's a mission trip where you usually go to, like, a very rural city somewhere in Texas, and you know, you would just, like, help people. And I'm talking, like, carpentry-type stuff here, you know, like, painting and, like, roofing. And I didn't really know this before, but it turns out I'm absolute garbage at that, okay? Like, the worst. Now, let me tell you how this works. So, you know, you would drive up there with your own, like, church, youth from our church here. And once you get there, they, like, split you up with a bunch of random, like, people and stuff and, like, random teams. Now, the only conclusion I can get from why they would do this is because they want you to make new friends or, like, you know... Like, you know, so, you know, for me, UM Army, it's like that thing where it's like, you're like, when you're there in the moment, it's like you just want to go home. But when you get home, it's like, you're really glad you went there. You know what I mean? Anyway, since my first one, I've gone to about three other of these things. And one of them, our very own Miss Ingrid, Gwent. And this is where I first learned about this mission trip that she usually goes to, where she'll go to Mexico. Now, I don't know why or what came over me, but as she was talking about it, I was getting hyped about this thing, okay? And, like, that never happens with me, okay? I was just like, yeah, Mexico. Now, unfortunately, my own mother did not share the same excitement I had. So I had to use some of my advanced persuasive tactics. And by that, I mean just one Sunday morning, I got Miss Ingrid to come talk to her. Now, to be honest with you, this mission trip to Mexico, I kind of feel like was like one of the best decisions I've made like my entire life, okay? And that sounds like pretty deep, but I think it was. So, anyway, let's fast forward a little bit here. So, once I got back here to however you say Texas in Spanish, I can't remember. I was going to do, like, this funny thing where it's like, you know, Texas to Spanish is going to be like, that's how you say Texas in Spanish, in case you didn't know that. But I can't even remember, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, Pastor Stephanie recommended me to go to this place called Texas Youth Academy. Now, this place was, like, a two-week theology camp for youth all around Texas. So this was like the next step, okay? This was like the real deal stuff, okay? So, you see, first of all, I had to, like, apply if I wanted to go there. Like, I had to write several essays. It's crazy. And, you know, I had to use some of my advanced persuasive tactics, like I've said before, you know. Anyway, once I actually, you know, I got accepted, it's this place up in Dallas. It's at the SMU campus. Anyway, we did a lot of different things there, okay? Like one day we did, like, painting, which I was, like, absolute garbage at that, too. And, like, and sometimes we have these little mini mission trips we would go to. Like, this one time I went to, like, this, like, little, like, I think it was, like, a community college or something. And they had, like, this football field there. But I guess their, like, football team was, like, garbage or whatever. So, like, they turned their football field into a, like, a little farm. So, we worked on the farm. Anyway, but the real bread and butter of this place was every time after we ate breakfast, we would go and we'd have, like, these little, like, classroom times. And we'd have, like, a different theology professor, like, you know, just talk to us about theology. Including this one man by the name of Jack Levinson, who gave me this book that he wrote. He even signed it. So I thought that was just kind of cool. Anyway, let's see. Anyway, it was like, you know, theology, that's like, whoa, man. You know what I mean? It's like, I needed, like, some time to, like, digest that stuff, man. Anyway, another thing we did there was we would explore a lot of different kinds of worship services, like this one time we did this thing called High Church, and this was like, it's like if traditional service was like even more traditional than it already is, okay? And what I really liked about it was afterwards I can't remember what it was called, but we did like this thing where we weren't supposed to talk or whatever for like the rest of the night and like some of the next day, which, you know, I was all about, so. Anyway, I know that might have been a little boring about my, like, faith story or whatever, but, you know, I've never really had anything, like, super happen to me, I guess. But before I leave y'all, I'd just like to say a big thank you to all of you who have supported our youth and our many activities, you know, through like, donating or, like, actual, like, volunteering. I'd like to thank y'all for that, and that'd be it for me. Stay frosty.
Wow. Let me just say, Sam, as a fellow introvert, I get it. Your other pastor is also an introvert. She gets it. Becca claims introversion as well. And yet, hear the journey, hear the witness, hear the journey more than anything. You know, Sam's telling the story of this and then this and then this and then this. And even without the hand motions, Becca's telling the same story. And so I would encourage you to think about your own story, because as you look at how your faith has grown, that is called sanctification. That is what we are called into. That is what God helps us move through. Just take the next step toward a life deeper and deeper following Christ. And everybody's got a story. So Stephanie has instructed me to tell you that you do have homework. And your homework is to tell your story. Tell your story. You heard Moses tell the people to recite the ordinances and the laws and write them on your doorpost and talk with your children as you walk along. Tell your story. Tell your story. And you can start with the people who live in your house. Because sometimes Those are the people who need to hear about your story. They need to hear how much God has influenced you and affected your life. They need to hear about the times when you were in doubt and in darkness and someone said something to you to lighten your load and to remind you that God loves you. So start telling your story and sharing that with the people in your house and then the people who sit at your lunch table at school and the ones that you share an office with and the ones you meet at the grocery store and tell your story. That's your homework. Share your story with someone this week or more than one someone because that's how people find out about the Jesus that lives in your heart is for you to share your story. So that's your homework this week. And so I will also say that as the band comes back up to lead us in our